General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Super Bowl, Sean. Because you know I bet heavily on these things. What do we know?
I believe it is still... Hold on. What's a legitimate one of these sites?
I think it was Chiefs by 3.
Yeah,
last
still Chiefs 3.5 favorites.
So you got Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski back on the back at the Super Bowl, but with a different team. I just saw this from TMZ. Camille Kostek, whoever that is, celebrates boyfriend Rob Gronkowski's Super Bowl appearance.
Oh, that's who that is.
With sexy photo series. I love these kind of stories.
Oh, my gosh.
She's celebrating her boyfriend's win with a sexy photo series that is public to us.
Yes. Okay. She's trying to elbow, or more accurately, breast her way into the internet hottie field.
Oh, boy.
My guess is that she found a way to date Rob Gronkowski. She was already splashing around in those waters ahead of time.
Probably, yeah.
What's this girl's name?
I don't know.
Camille Kostek. Oh, there. It's the first.
I will not.
Yes, she is precisely what I thought.
Yeah. I have a feeling I know what she looks like. I'm not going to memorize the names of any of these people.
She's an SI swimsuit model. She is a stunningly beautiful and curvy blonde-headed woman. I'm sure you're surprised to hear that.
Yeah. Looks totally different than any other hot blonde woman you've ever seen.
Yeah, boy, she's world class, though. Woof. I need to close that window. I'm starting to have untoward thoughts.
Oh, jeez. But this whole trend of so-and-so shows off beach body for 40th birthday or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
And it's in the, you know, it's on a website. I was about to say in the newspaper. Hello, Boomer. but then it's on a website, you know, like, I don't know. Why don't we just drop the facade of pretending like we're peering over the fence at these celebrities, and they're not.
Such and such shows their boobies, hoping to get advertising contract. Right. Oh, that we got hit with a nice okay.
Or we display so-and-so's boobies to get clicks on this website.
Exactly.
And they try to build their brand so they can advertise purses or makeup or shoes.
Click and see pictures of boobies.
maybe boil it down to that.
Yeah, come on now. A little honesty. So, long-time correspondent Andy, on the topic of removing Fox News from cable, major cable players and newspapers are advocating for that. Andy with, hey, boomers, what's cable? Nice.
There you go.
That's a pretty good okay boomer.
You know, I can't get cable where I live, but I still have Dish, but only because I haven't gotten around to unhooking it. I haven't used it in, I don't know how many months.
Wow. Wow, you need a helper.
Oh, I do.
You need a personal assistant.
So do. I've talked about this before. I've looked into the prices. I think it'd be a great idea. But
yeah, I tell you what, if you'd like to be Jack's personal assistant, here's his personal phone number. You should call him.
What was I going to say? Oh, because I signed up for YouTube TV, and since then I haven't used Dish at all. Which, why am I still paying $130 a month for it?
Hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Ask your personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to deal with this last month. No, you didn't. Oh.
I suspect, I know every time I think about it, I think, is this going to require me to, like, set up an appointment and somebody comes out here and is at my house for a half hour taking stuff down? Because if it does, I don't want to do it. But I don't want to pay $128 a month for nothing either.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the point being, YouTube TV is working out fine for me. It's supplying everything I need.
Okay. Change of subject. Sean, I'm going to entrust you to briefly, and you tell me if you don't want to, briefly explain what short selling is in the stock market.
Short selling is I will borrow a share of a company from somebody, sell it now for whatever its price is, under the promise that I will sell you back a share of that very same company at a future date, regardless of what the price of the stock is.
Right.
I am betting that the stock price will be lower than the price it is today.
So you can bet the stocks are going to go down.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like wagering.
Yes, yeah.
And it's it took me a long time to comprehend what it was, because if you read it, it's weird and counterintuitive, and you wait, hey, how do I end up with money here? But that's a pretty good explanation. You borrow the stock and you end up with the difference between where it was and what it dropped to, and you make money that way.
What happened if it goes up instead of down? You lose money?
Yes, you lose money. And
I've never done this,
because for instance, a $10 stock can only go down $10. But it could go up $300.
Sure.
You have to get a special permit for most trading outfits to sell short, because you have to be able to cover an enormous bill if you bet badly wrong.
And that's the other thing, too. If the stock gets out of control on the wrong side of your short, the person you borrowed the shares from can immediately demand you make us whole now before you become insolvent. You're not able
broke.
To yeah yeah.
Man, there must be a lot of rules to make sure people don't do this and then somehow affect the stock to make it go down.
Ah, yes, there are indeed, Jack, and that brings us to a really interesting story.
I'm gonna bet that Burger King stock goes down. Then I take a rat to Burger King.
It's been done.
Put it in a Whopper.
Right.
And go on TV saying, I found a rat in my Whopper, and I'm not the only one, too.
Third time this week, so many rats at Burger King. There are no rats at Burger King. It's a fine burger establishment. But this is a story about GameStop. Oh, I was going to give the example of, somebody who sold Tesla short, because there was a huge pressure, people selling it short, and Elon Musk was getting pissed off.
That comes into play in this story as well.
Yeah, it actually does. It starts off with GameStop, which is it's a video game store and the rest of it, and there's a big movement to sell it short.
Radio Shack for video games. Mm-hmm. It was a brick-and-mortar store on its last breath, didn't seem to have a very bright future at all, became a very popular short into the tune where 136% of its outstanding stocks, I don't know how this happened, were sold short. So it was just...
There was like a line, if anybody unleashed any stock, give it to me so I can sell it short.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like the biggest, one of the biggest bets Wall Street traders have made.
It's like betting I'm going to die and you profit from it if it's true.
A little bit like that, yeah. But then Monday morning, and Sean knows a fair amount about this, but I'll give you the broad outlines. A bunch of Reddit users decided to play the market and push GameStop stock up nearly three times its average over the past several months.
Moving up.
Then they started to do it with movie chain AMC. And BlackBerry? And go ahead, Sean. What did they do?
Well, the information on what companies are overshorted, to use this, a lot of my language is going to be imprecise for the sake of trying to make it clear.
Good.
These overshorted stocks, this is all public information. So this Reddit thread decided to let's push these up to the point that the people who shorted the stock must then cover their own shorts. And the way that you... If you are on the wrong side of a short, the way that you hedge your losses is then you just buy regular shares of the stock, thereby pushing it up even higher.
Mm.
But this creates a strange staring contest, because if the stock was it was a good idea to short the stock based on the fundamentals at $20, it is certainly a good idea to do it again at $60. But only if if this subreddit doesn't then inject more money into it, forcing it even higher and higher.
Right. So it's a perpetual motion machine of doom for short sellers. And they made GameStop stock jump more than 822%. It went from 17 and a quarter at the beginning of the year to a high of $159 on Monday.
Do we have any idea how many people were involved in this unholy scheme? Is it hundreds or thousands
thousands?
I thought I saw a number.
So it's a way for thousands of people to get together and manipulate the market in a way. I just saw a little bit on CNBC where they said, we don't have regulatory power to deal with this. right now.
Well, so there's other factors at work here too. So a lot of your new retail investors are using free to trade apps like Robinhood. And the way that Robinhood makes their money is by selling order flow to other firms. So these thousands of people, and then these firms have the opportunity, if they want to, kind of cut in line in front of the Robinhood order flows and get their orders in ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
So these thousands, maybe 10,000, maybe hundreds of thousand people putting their orders through on Robinhood, these other big funds see the momentum happening, jump in line, acting as a force multiplier, getting in, and then so creating more
right.
more transactions of the stock, making
GameStop is hot. Buy,
yeah.
buy.
Yes.
Right.
Does
exactly. By the way, just a clarification, there are 2.2 million members of the Wall Street Bets Reddit community.
Wow.
It is not clear at all, and no way to know how many joined
yes.
in on this.
Sure.
That's why I'm guessing it's probably in the thousands. But yeah, the community in and of itself is gigantic.
Yeah.
So is any of the electronic trading play a role in it? Like the algorithms for the computers see something going up? And
well, that's kind of the order flow line cutting okay. that I was describing with the Robinhood
gotcha.
Business model. Yeah.
So I think the long and short, and Sean, you characterized it pretty well off the air when we were chatting about
this. I only buy gold because William Devane told me to. It's
gold.
Very simple. I buy gold and I bury it in my yard.
Actually, gold went way up last year.
So,
way
so
up.
The Melvin Capital, the company that was initially the very vocal short sellers of this, this morning they have, or as of yesterday, they got out of it completely, ate a gigantic loss. Don't know if this hedge fund will continue to exist after this. They received billions of dollars of an influx of money from other hedge funders trying to, I guess they felt bad for them, so they were trying to keep them solvent. The stock kept going up, so that money was gone in a matter of hours.
Wow.
So I don't remember which description I gave to you, Joe, that you like, but there is a group of bored subredditors kind of just got in a staring contest with hedge funds. And
they made it clear that the regulators and heavyweights of the industry have no idea how to deal with the Internet. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, who is an amazing guy in a lot of ways, but
and
he's
the
also,
world's richest man.
He's also a great prankster. He's realized recently how much he can drive people to various companies' stocks, tweeted about how much he enjoyed buying something for his dog off Etsy, and the stock jumped. Now he's tweeted wow. about GameStop, and that stock jumped even further.
Yeah, GameStop is up another 111% as of right now, today.
Just today?
Just today.
I love this on CNET. Should I try to get in on the frenzy? It's always smart to consult a financial professional before making investments.
Thank you for that help.
The real reason I believe that Elon tweeted out the GameStop stock, the Wall Street subreddit, is because Melvin Capital, the one who shorted this, was one of the biggest and most vocal short sellers of Tesla back in the day.
Yeah. You're sticking it to me.
How funny. How interesting. Yeah, revenge. Best served cold.
So, in another response, and there's plenty
then
of ways
to wrap this up.
The subreddit, in response to Melvin Capital receiving billions more and then continuing to try to short it, filed a complaint with the SEC against Melvin Capital against abusive naked short selling. This is going layers upon layers of interest.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I saw the serious heavyweight people on CNBC talking in serious tones about how there's no regulatory way to handle this right now, and these things move very slow.
Final note, very briefly, my favorite note. Remember, they did the same with the BlackBerry stock. BlackBerry executives told MarketWatch, we're not aware of any of this. We don't know what's going on. Our stock's skyrocketing. Shut up. New phone. Wrong number. Click.
All right,
more to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency, SimpliSafe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection.
With SimpliSafe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitoring in the business.
They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs when you need them most, straight to your door.
SimpliSafe has that arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home, but you can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy.
Then SimpliSafe's professionals take over, monitoring your home 24/7, ready to send help the moment there's an alarm.
Plus, with SimpliSafe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees or installation costs.
Right now, our listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
And hey, it's a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. You get that free home security camera. simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Have you joined AMAC yet?
The Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative to other 50-plus groups. They see clearly the problems facing America. Government growth, erosion of liberties, and the enormous financial burden our children and grandchildren will inherit if we do nothing. From humble beginnings in 2007, AMAC has become a formidable defender of our country's values, now 2 million members strong and growing. By joining, you become part of an honest, active, and conservative force, one that counters the radical left's agenda. It's your chance to do well and good at once, assuring we keep America strong. Beyond advocacy, AMAC gives you access to everyday money-saving benefits, special rates on car insurance, cell phones, travel discounts, and more. You'll also get AMAC's bi-monthly magazine full of insightful articles on issues that matter most. Stand with AMAC, even more vital now with the election. Join today at amac.us/freedom. That's amac.us/freedom.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs Mixologist in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at PJI.org.
TV or see him interviewed, has been an informant for law enforcement since 2012, according to Reuters.
Whoops.
So that's how they were keeping an eye on the Proud Boys. The guy who leads it was letting them know what their plans were.
Huh. What's this guy's name?
I'll have to read more on
it's
that.
The Enrico something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Have we had him on? We had somebody on.
Enrique Tarrio. No, that's not who we talked to.
And a new poll shows that 50% of Republicans want Trump to play a major role in the GOP going forward. So with half of Republicans wanting that, I would guess that's what's going to happen.
Well, that means half don't, right?
Yeah, but if half the party wants you to play a role, you're going to play a role.
You know what's really interesting about this Proud Boys prosecution? Was he helped the feds investigate gambling, which was probably like a football pool or something. I don't know. I don't know what it was. Steroids. You got a bunch of big manly guys who like to fight. And, like, pot and ecstasy and cocaine. Attario denied that he worked undercover or cooperated in cases against others. I don't know any of this. I don't recall any of this. There's nothing about politics or violence or demonstrating or anything.
Is there any chance this was leaked out by whoever to Reuters to drive a wedge in the Proud Boys, cause a mess in their organization?
It's possible, although there's a prosecutor. During a hearing for a case, the prosecutor said Mr. Tario's work led to the prosecution of 13 people on federal charges and helped local authorities investigate a gambling ring.
Chuck Schumer has just said on the floor that he believes President Biden should declare climate change a national emergency.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, if he did that, then there'd be like no limit to executive orders he could pull off that would devastate the economy and probably not change the temperature a bit. We need to do guess that sound. So we're going to hear a sound and guess what it is. I think the rules are pretty simple. Here we go. Okay, that was me. Me stepping on something sharp.
Is it one of them screeching goats?
It's me stepping on something sharp.
Doesn't sound like a goat.
Can I hear it one more time?
That's soothing.
It is a beast of some sort.
Here's a clue. Okay. Jack, you may have one.
Well, okay.
Well, that narrows it down. Is it a child?
No.
Painful testicular condition.
I don't think it's a goat, and I've heard lots of goats make lots of noises every single day where I live.
You might have one.
Matter of fact, he does have one.
That narrows it down quite a bit. I've got dogs, cats, sheep,
got some chickens,
goats, chickens, and a
weasel,
horse.
Right?
Yeah, we do have a rogue weasel.
Rogue weasel.
Is it a rogue weasel, Michael?
Is it a weasel?
No.
Show me the weasel.
Is that a chicken?
No, it's not a chicken.
Okay, so what is it?
Is it a beast?
It is a 4-year-old pug mix. It's a pug. It's a pug.
I didn't even
pug
think about
mixed
a
pug. With what? A specter from beyond the grave?
Is it mixed with a rogue weasel?
Or a screaming goat?
Yeah, it's a pug that shrieks like a banshee, basically.
I don't want to hear it ever again.
It's a pug mixed with a spawn from hell.
Yeah, no kidding. A hellhound, indeed.
I'm glad. They're sleeping now. I'm glad our pug does not.
Trying to breathe because it's unnatural. let's keep breeding it until it can't breathe.
That sounds fun. And too fat to walk.
Wouldn't that be amusing? We'll just lay there making weird nasal sounds. Everybody will want one.
We'll catch you up on some other stories on the way, I think. I promise.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you own a timeshare that you never use? Are you feeling stuck with costly fees or maybe even a monthly mortgage payment you can't afford? Are you finally ready to be free? Well, there is a solution. Timeshare Termination Team can get you out of your timeshare safely, legally, and permanently. Act now and we'll get you out. Tom found Timeshare Termination Team and he's glad he did.
You have gotten me out of my timeshare and I have to thank Timeshare Termination Team from the bottom of my heart and my pocketbook.
Timeshare Termination Team will get you out of your timeshare contract, guaranteed. Act now to get 15% off. Call 1-888-GET-YOU-OUT today to schedule a free consultation. Again, call 1-888-GET-YOU-OUT or visit TimeshareTerminationTeam.com today. We will get you out.
TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. We'll get you out.
KC.
WCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Table games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 table games gives back. WindRiver.com.
Warning customers to keep their iPhone 12 at least 6 inches away from their pacemaker. What? They say it's important to do this because the new phone has magnets and radios that emit electromagnetic fields that could potentially interfere with an implanted medical device like a pacemaker. Is there anything from last year that isn't trying to kill us? Please.
I was looking at the 12s the other day, thinking of upgrading from my 7, which is smashed to bits and barely works.
Who was it on Seinfeld that was close to running out of gas and wanted to see how far they could push it?
That was Kramer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing with my phone, really. It really kind of is at this point. The battery life on it, I can barely get from here to my car.
You have a corded phone is what you have.
I have a corded phone.
So you can charge it here in the studio, then by the time you get down to the parking lot, it's dead?
Yes.
It doesn't have a battery.
Really not. No, it's a corded phone.
Yeah.
And there's so many dead spots in the smashed up screen that there's a lot of stuff I can't do.
All right.
New Zealand has been controlling...
My oven doesn't heat things.
My shoes have no soles, they're just the tops.
Well, that I could understand. You might want people to think you have shoes.
I want people to think I own an iPhone. You know what's really holding me back on that?
What's that, sir?
Just the hassle.
Oh, yeah.
Of having to go into a place.
You have to make an appointment.
And buy it. And then,
because of the vid.
And then, you know, click through the menu and get my new information on there. And it just seems like a lot of work. Never seems like a good day for it.
Well, so. First of all, you got to back up the first one.
Yeah.
And that might be impossible given the smashed up screen.
True. New Zealand has handled the COVID by really shutting down their borders. And I don't understand why more countries haven't done this.
Well, they're not islands, for one thing. I mean, that helps.
Of course it helps.
Yeah.
World poses too great a risk for New Zealand. And they said the border closures will continue 4 months. They don't plan on letting anybody in anytime soon. They're almost completely closed down. Given the risks of the world around us and the uncertainty of the global rollout of the vaccine, we expect our borders to be closed for much of this year.
You know, they're so inundated, and I mean inundated, with tourists from the whole Hobbit thing, the Lord of the Rings movies. I wonder if they just thought, you know, let's figure out how many tourists we want. We'll use the COVID as a pretext.
I don't have a population on New Zealand. I'm guessing it's relatively small. I'm going to guess. Boy, I'm really guessing here. I've got nothing to base it on. Canada has fewer people than California, for instance.
Right.
A lot of people would never guess that. So I'm guessing New Zealand's pretty small.
I'm saying, what are you saying? You got a number?
I was going to go 15 million. You think it's bigger than that?
No, I think it's like 5.8.
Really? But there's a pretty big mass.
Yeah, a lot of sheep. Not so many people.
A lot of hobbits. They don't count as people.
Nope.
All right, what do you got, Sean?
You locked in?
Yeah.
Yes.
4.9 million.
Wow. Good guess.
I overshot at 5.8. Yeah.
That's a tiny country.
Well, New York's
but unfortunately,
a lot of folks.
It's Price is Right rules. You were both over. No guesses.
That's a
nobody's
stupid
winner
rule. I've always hated that rule.
So that
makes no sense.
So it's an incredibly small state if we're in the United States.
I bid $101.01. People who do that, I wanted to punch them.
Okay. They only got 5 million people, but they've only had 25 deaths from this thing.
Wow.
Total.
Yeah, they clamped down as soon as the thing started. And they fortified the island, raised up walls, archers.
They're living on hobbit meat.
I don't think that's a thing. Have you seen those movies?
New Zealand is the first country to see the sunrise.
Cool. What?
I don't know. It's on there.
Globe is a circle.
15
a
fun
sphere,
facts.
Rather. Well, I guess international dateline, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
All right.
That right.
It seems like I had another thing. Oh, I was trying to comprehend this article in the National Review today about impeachment. And again, why am I reading anything about this? I don't care. Boy, if you're going to make a list of 100 things I care about, impeachment is not one of them. But Andrew McCarthy in National Review wrote, Democrats are laying a trap with Trump's impeachment trial. And he said the Wall Street Journal's piece earlier this week on how this is actually good for Republicans because it's muckathuck the Democrats' first 100 days and Joe Biden, blah, 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 and Trump's not going to be convicted and he makes it a martyr, blah, blah, blah. He's saying, ah, no, it's the old reversal reverse, and it's really going to help the Democrats because, but I can't figure out his logic. And I was trying to quickie read it, so I don't get it.
Mm.
I think there's a decent, here's my best guess, and this is probably right, with very little knowledge of what's going on here. It ain't going to matter at all. Remember how much supposedly influential pundits said the last impeachment was going to matter come election time?
Yes.
Who freaking even knew it happened?
48 hours later, it was a nothing.
Right. So if I had to put money on anything, it'd be like, it doesn't really have an effect either way.
Well, I stand by my guess of an earlier hour. They are going to charge him very narrowly in the impeachment, in the formal trial, but very broadly in public. It's as if I was accusing you of the charges stealing from your wife's purse. But I told everybody in the compliant media, the question is Jack a bad guy? Is he a dishonest guy? And then the Republicans would say, there's no evidence he stole from his wife's purse. Well, you know, it's more useful to use the Trump example, honestly. The Republicans will say, there's no need for a metaphor. No, that speech didn't clearly incite an insurrection.
And there are plenty of legal people that agree that, right. No, the very Supreme Court rulings, this did not incite violence. Some people do agree, but not everybody.
But to roughly 90% of the public, that's not what's being questioned. The question is, was what happened at the Capitol terrible?
It's just like we were talking about Monica.
The Republicans voted that what happened at the Capitol wasn't terrible.
It's just like we were talking about Monica Lewinsky earlier. Most of America thinks that trial was about he cheated on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He had an affair.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't about the deposition with, you know, what the meaning of his is. Simpler times, Jack. Simpler times.
Was it?
They were, actually.
And if you didn't hear the whole Monica Lewinsky story, you should check the podcast, because there is a new book out from Linda Tripp explaining some details you had not heard before, including squeezings of the POTUS's testes.
The POTUS scotus was squeezed.
Wow.
Scrotus. What? It's a terrible word. I want to briefly pay tribute to Helen Pluckrose and her new website that's going to help you resist critical race theory indoctrination in your workplace. And before the end of the show, maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow. I was just going to tip my cap to this story. This is the year, every 17 years, that billions of cicadas are going to emerge across large areas of the eastern United States, bringing swarming numbers and loud buzzing mating calls to major towns and cities. I remember this so vividly when I was a kid. I was exactly the right age to be fascinated and terrified by these bugs, because if you don't know what they look like, they're large. They have flaming red eyes.
They do?
They're,
I didn't know that.
Are they black? I can't remember. It's seared into my memory.
They're either black like all bugs,
right,
or flaming red eyes.
Flaming red eyes. Let me go to the non-red. Yeah, they have red eyes. I was right. Oh, my God, they're terrifying. Redder than the very fires of hell from which they emerge. But these things lay eggs that, like, gestate and the larvae grow underground for 17 years. And then they bust out, and they're everywhere. Billions of them. You were in Wisconsin, I think, when it happened, when we were kids. Did you have a lot of them? Do you remember?
I don't remember this story.
Oh, my God. They're everywhere in suburban Chicagoland. And they are large. I mean, they're like 2 inches long, inch and a half, 2 inches long. They're thick. They are big, big bugs. And they make this sound all day long. You hear everywhere. And as kids, we were initially terrified, then fascinated, then went out with tennis rackets, and they're flying around all the place. And we just smashed them with tennis rackets. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then. So
animal abuse. Joe Getty canceled.
Yeah, probably. While
cicadas, smashing cicadas with tennis rackets.
I don't know. I was. I suppose I could probably do the math easily enough. 17 years.
Why is it 17 years? Just is.
Just is.
Just like it's, why is it 9 months for a baby?
Ours not to question why.
Yeah,
that's how long it takes. Although evolutionists think that that was a way to keep the development away from predators to keep them safe. I don't know. It's an odd thing. I'd rather be out and take my chances than be underground for 17 years, but that's just me. While cicadas will not harm people, pets that gorge on them may become ill.
No.
Erg. It's thought their long underground development helps cicadas survive predators as their huge and synchronized arrival provides protection in numbers. If you can get past the noise and the surprise of being surrounded with these big, ugly, nasty-looking bugs, you'll be able to appreciate a rare wonder of the natural world, cool. Says Michael Rao, entomologist at the University of Maryland. The emergence of the cicadas is a wonderful opportunity for millions of people to witness and enjoy a remarkable biological phenomenon in their own backyard that happens nowhere else on the planet.
Cool. My kids will be into this.
Yeah. It's the eastern U.S., though, so you got to go to the eastern U.S.
Your dramatic talker.
Kids, let's get on a long plane flight so we can be surrounded by terrifying insects.
Your dramatic talk reminded me of this yesterday. So I went to Home Depot to get some fixings for the big storm rolling in. I needed a couple of things. So I'm walking out of the Home Depot with my son, my 9-year-old son, Henry, and he saw some, there were suckers in there of various flavors. And we're walking out and he said, "Can I get a sucker?" And we're walking to the car in the wind and the rain. And I said, no, we're too close to dinner. And he said, "Your heart is as cold as this wind." That's mighty dramatic.
Your son, Ernest Hemingway. Got a beard and everything. It's on.
Okay.
Only kid in the neighborhood. A white beard.
How to fight back. Be part of the real resistance. The resistance who we agree with.
Yes.
Coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, if you're one of the millions that is out of shape, suffer from low energy and a lack of drive and passion where it counts, there is no way you want to be that guy anymore. From the time you're born, you have a gland that produces growth hormone, or GH. This GH increases strength, energy, and most importantly, male performance. At around 20, your body produces less GH. And by the time you are in your 40s and 50s, the levels go way down. Protenix is the potent natural vitality formula that is now finally available in the U.S. without a prescription. With Protenix, you can boost your growth hormone levels without drugs by over 150% in just 90 minutes. No injections, no prescriptions, and shipped discreetly to your door. And she'll love what it can do in the bedroom. Boost your GH levels by over 150% now. Call to find out how to claim your free bottle.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Protenix. Call 800-920-5087. That's 800-920-5087. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now, 800-920-5087. That's 800-920-5087.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Suggestions that Hank Aaron died from one of the vaccines? Are you following that story? Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah, he didn't.
No, I don't think he did either, but we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I think the internet might end civilization.
Yep. It might.
Huh. Anyway, so I'm looking at this counterweightsupport.com. Helen Pluckrose is one of that trio of academics who had those fake grievance study papers published, which was such a great pants pulling down of that whole field. And James Lindsay, her cohort in that, is writing great stuff about critical theory and all. And a lot of you have asked us or others, how do I push back against this stuff and keep my job? And that could be a delicate balance depending on where you work, what sort of environment, where you are. But Helen has started this website, counterweightsupport.com. And you know what? Let me navigate away. I have one of the... I'll just read this to you. We're here to provide you with practical information and expert guidance to resist the imposition of the ideology that calls itself critical social justice or critical theory or critical race theory on your day-to-day life. Our primary focus is on people who find themselves in situations where they need to push back at this ideology in their place of work, university, children's school, or elsewhere, and defend their right to their own ethical framework for opposing prejudice and discrimination. We connect you with the specific resources, advice, and guidance your particular situation requires.
Wow, what a weird time we live in. Yeah. This is completely necessary, but how weird.
Counterweight Community is a nonpartisan grassroots movement advocating for liberal concepts of social justice that include individualism, universalism, viewpoint diversity, and free exchange of ideas. And one of the tools they give you, and we have this linked at armstrongandgetty.com. I understand there was a bit of a technical glitch going on with the website system. It'll be fixed soon. If you don't get through, keep trying armstrongandgetty.com. But they have four different example letters that you can send to your employer, university, or whatever, that are written beautifully, They have the citations, they have the quotes, they have the reasoning, and all you have to do is sign your name to it. Fill in the blanks. I love this. Dear employer name, I noted with interest your comments on diversity in your recent monthly message and your invitation to submit views. It's clearly an important subject, etc., etc. I'm keen to support all efforts to ensure we don't discriminate against each other or our external stakeholders on the basis of class, race, ethnicity, sex, sexuality, religion, or physical ability. With this in mind, I would welcome early reassurance that any diversity measures put in place will be both evidence-based and consistently principled in their opposition to prejudiced assumptions about whole demographics. I mention this in part because some very recent reports suggest that in some cases, the desire to do something about racism is leading to hasty decisions that are likely to do more harm than good. Writing in the Telegraph last Saturday, Calvin Robinson provided some interesting observations on and warnings about the way racism is currently being tackled in schools. Among his observations was, mandated reading lists include an incredibly one-sided perspective on race relations. These lists all feature the same short selection of books, which present one viewpoint as unquestioned truth, while offering very little empirical evidence in support. In an educational environment, opinions should be challenged, facts should be backed up with evidence, and literature should be balanced. If we're going to insist that people read Robin DiAngelo and Reddy Edo Lodge, perhaps we should also suggest Booker T. Washington and Thomas Sowell.
Wow.
And it goes on like that.
And,
one of four options.
If your kid is in a school where they're reading that White Fragility book, man, you got to move heaven and earth to get them out of that school because they are so crazy there.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one specifically about micro-behaviors. I believe that training sessions like this, which focus on the minutiae of employee interactions, may lead people to become self-conscious and fearful and could create conflict and tension that wasn't previously present in the workplace. That's just one sentence I really liked. This is why I feel it's important to ask, how will the proposed training teach our workforce to distinguish between a biased micro-behavior and a sincere misunderstanding? If employees subscribe to some of the ideas presented in the training, they could assume a malicious intent to their colleague's behavior where it does not exist. It does a beautiful job. Super smart people tearing apart these idiotic and racist philosophies for you.
I like that, and I like that a lot, and I'm glad they're doing it. But I think if you do that, and, you know, it's time to eliminate positions at your workplace, they're going to eliminate you as the troublemaker.
You're sticking your head up, no doubt.
Yeah.
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The alternative is to go along with one of the most loathsomely racist philosophies that's emerged in the last 200 years.
No doubt. And keep your job.
Right.
So you got to balance those things. Dang, that's a rough situation. Wow. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michael, pressing the buttons. Final thought?
Yeah, it's kind of tough because I don't have power at my place either, so I like to use candles, but the problem is I feel it's unsafe to use them inside, so I go outside in a high wind and I just stand out to relighten it.
Self-defeating, really.
Yeah, pretty bad.
I'd realign your plans there, Michael. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Well, a little less than 10 years after they first tried it, it seems like they finally learned how to actually occupy Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, through that whole Reddit thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
Jack, you're the co-host. Final thought?
Yeah, I don't have any electricity at my house either because of the winter storm. So am I in a hurry to get home? Sit in the cold in the dark? I got to entertain my kids somehow.
I guess.
Freezing there.
Build a mud man since it doesn't snow here, really. My final thought is, you know, as I was delivering that screed about loathsome racist philosophies and the rest of it, it may be the single coolest thing about this job is we not only keep our jobs so far yelling about this stuff, but it kind of is our job. So, you know, maybe you can't do it at work in good conscience. You have mouths to feed and the COVID and the economy, blah, blah, blah. But I guess we'll keep doing it for you.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who thank so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com and click on the counterweight thing and other stories and articles and videos we've talked about. You can email us if there's something we ought to know about. In fact, one of our alert listeners turned me on to counterweight. All you have to do is email it, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
San Francisco School Board going to take Washington and Lincoln off schools. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. God bless America.
There'll be order in the house.
Come on!
As the athletes would say, we've left it all in the field.
And when it's over, it is over. It is over.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, indivisible.
That is the climax of foolishness.
It's just great.
It was a bonehead idea.
Yeah, it's just complete, utter nonsense. So let's just dispense with that fundamental, foundationally nonsense.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I'm going to call my lawyer.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.